Typically, estate planning determines how your assets are distributed when you go home to the Lord, but some questions may remain. Hi, I'm Rob West. Wills and trusts are important, but they only apply to your money and possessions, not you. First up today, I'll give you some reasons why you also need a healthcare directive. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Okay, so the term healthcare directive seems fairly self-descriptive, but some folks may not be familiar with this legal document, at least by that name. It's also known as a living will, meaning it answers questions about you while you're still alive. Other names for it include medical directive and durable healthcare power of attorney. But it can get even more confusing because sometimes a medical power of attorney is a separate document from a healthcare directive. Well, no matter what you call it, a healthcare directive is a legal document that spells out your wishes for care during illness if you're unable to make decisions or communicate your wishes when care is needed. It may cover a range of critical medical procedures, such as resuscitation, dialysis, and intubation. In that respect, there's also a financial element to a healthcare directive. It can give precise direction on how your assets are managed to cover specified treatments. A healthcare directive can also specify your end-of-life decisions. Again, the purpose is to give guidance if you can no longer communicate with your caregivers and family. Ultimately, it can provide instructions on how your remains should be handled after death. So, it's a very important document that can be a real blessing to your family because it takes all of the guesswork out of end-of-life decisions. A healthcare directive should be an integral part of your estate planning. Too often, family members disagree on whether various treatments should be continued or not. A healthcare directive spells out your exact wishes, so there's no confusion. Given how valuable a healthcare directive can be, it's surprising that only about 1 out of 3 of us actually have one drawn up. It's not an expensive process. Most state attorney general websites offer a legal form you can use. Processing one of those forms costs around $50, or you can have an attorney draw one up for maybe $500 or less. But even at that price, it's well worth it when you consider all the trouble it will save your family members. So, let's go through the process and maybe it'll encourage you to draw up a healthcare directive if you haven't already. The first thing you need to do is choose your agent. This person is often a family member, but it doesn't have to be. Your agent will act on your behalf, speaking for you if you can't act yourself. For example, your agent will express your wishes on whether specified treatment should be started or continued, or if you should simply be made comfortable with hospice care during your final days. In most cases, the spouse is chosen as agent, followed by other family members if the spouse is unable to fulfill that role. But sometimes a friend is chosen as the agent, and that can work well too. Now that you've selected your agent, you need to specify your wishes for end-of-life treatment and what should happen with your remains afterward. Once it's down on paper, you need to go over it in detail with your chosen agent. This is your chance to explain your decisions should the agent need to step in and advocate on your behalf. And the agent's role continues after your death to make sure your post-mortem wishes are carried out. That includes things like funeral arrangements, organ donation, burial, or cremation. These things are often specified in a will, but they can also be covered in your healthcare directive and then overseen by your agent after your death. Okay, now there's one thing left to do. The idea behind all of this is to eliminate confusion and family conflict in your final days. Springing a living will and an agent on unsuspecting family members would be counterproductive to that purpose. So, it's important to communicate ahead of time with your family members about your healthcare directive and why you've made certain decisions. If your final wishes are made clear, it'll go a long way toward ensuring a smooth, conflict-free end-of-life process. Now, I understand that estate planning in general and end-of-life decisions in particular are uncomfortable to think about and plan for, but once you do it, you'll have great peace about it because you're helping your loved ones cope with losing you. All right, your calls are next. 800-525-7000. That number is 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and you're listening to Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Who is my neighbor? It was a sharp question addressed to Jesus concerning the law. There are many commandments concerning one's neighbor, but first century Jews were not that different from you and me. They were prone to taking a narrow view. Neighbors were people like them, family, friends, yes, but surely not everyone or anyone. Well, Jesus responds with the shocking parable of the Good Samaritan, and he turned first century racism and social fragmentism on its head. Because it was the Samaritan who obeyed God's will by caring for a stranger, Luke 10:27 drives it home. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Get daily encouragement with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
The world around us is constantly challenging the way we think. That's why we need a constant source of information that's based on the unchanging Word of God. I'm Jeff Shambley, and I invite you to join me for The Stand Radio, a weekly program that highlights the latest trends in culture, faith, and family. You'll hear insightful interviews with a biblical worldview application. The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. All right, it's time to take your calls and questions today on anything financial. We've got lines open. I'm ready for you. Let's dive in at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. The calls will come in quick, but you've got a chance to get in the queue today. And whether it's a testimony of God's faithfulness, maybe you've been applying these principles we talk about here on this program each day in your life, you've seen the fruit of that, and you'd like to share that as an encouragement with our audience, well, you can call with that or a financial question as you live, give, owe, and grow as a steward of God's money. You can call with those questions right now. 800-525-7000. Well, inflation has a new name. At least one financial site is now calling it price growth. But as the saying goes, a rose by any other name would still smell the same, and it doesn't smell good. The consumer price index rose 0.4% in February, or 3.2% from a year ago. That's according to new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. While inflation is certainly down from its highest point in 2022, it's of course still much higher than the Federal Reserve's 2% target rate, which is cooling talk of interest rate
decreases this year. Speculation has gone from 6 possible rate cuts down to 3, and some analysts now think they may be that may be wishful thinking, even 3 cuts. Meanwhile, inflation isn't hitting all areas of the economy equally. You're, of course, experiencing this as you're out shopping as consumers. For instance, juices and drinks are up 27.2% from last year. Auto insurance is up 20.6%. And that one really hurts because it's not like you can go without car insurance. The cost of car repairs is up significantly over last year as well, at 8.5%. And while gasoline prices are actually down from last year, in February, they rose by 4.1%. All of this is to say that you have to tighten your budget to avoid going into debt, which, by the way, credit card debt just hit a new high, over $1 trillion. That's with a T. Now, you can't use your credit cards to meet your monthly obligations. That's just not sustainable. So what is the answer? Well, we've got to go back to that spending plan. We've got to do the hard work to define, give every dollar a name as we conduct our budget, define our spending, and then live within that, which means we've got to have a control system. We've got to have a plan to control the flow of money in and out. My recommendation, what Julie and I use, is the FaithFi app. You can download it on our website at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click app. You can download it today from your app store. Here's what you'll be able to do. You'll be able to set up your spending plan. So, for instance, if you want to start working now on your April plan, it would allow you to go in and build out your plan. What are your various income sources? When do you expect them? And then build out, using the envelope approach, all of your spending categories, lifestyle and savings and debt repayment. Then you connect your credit cards and your savings and checking account, and all of those transactions, including your income and expenses, download automatically. The system will learn which envelopes each expense goes into. You can direct it along the way as well. But here's the key: is at any point during the month, you and your spouse, if you're married, can look at your FaithFi app and see, what do we have left in each of our envelopes? What's left in eating out? What's left in gifts? What's left in clothing for maybe each member of your family? And you can make course corrections along the way. You know, with expenses up, we can't wait until the end of the month to find out that we're way off plan. That just means we'll end up going in the hole. So you've got to get that set up in advance. The FaithFi app can help you do that. I'll tell you, we rely on it. I look at it daily. It's a great source of Julie and I coming together to make decisions along the way as things change throughout the month. And I think you'll love it. So check it out today. Just go to our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. And you can also just head straight to your app store and search for FaithFi as well. All right, we're going to take your phone calls here in just a bit, but we've got lines open today. Whatever your financial question is, maybe you're just struggling to get out from under that credit card debt. Maybe you have been living beyond your means, but you're ready to make a change in your financial life and you want to get that credit card debt paid off once and for all. We can talk about the best way to do that. Maybe it's your long-term savings and investments. How do you navigate this stock market? Just given all the volatility that we're experiencing, we can talk about that as well. You know, maybe it's your giving and you just want to know, how do I give more wisely? Whatever it might be today, you can call right now. Let's get you in the queue and we'll talk to you here in just a moment with your question. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. You can call right now. All right, a couple of emails. These come into us every day. We try to get to a few of them during each program. This one comes from Stanley. Here's what Stanley writes. I have $90,000 that I'd like to put into a savings account online, but I want to make sure I get one that is secure. I get that, Stanley. How do I go about doing that? There are a lot of online banks, but I'm just nervous because that's a lot of money. Thank you in advance. Well, Stanley, that is a lot of money to keep in a savings account. So unless you intend it for something in the not too distant future, I would say that's less than 5 years. Potentially, you only need to keep 3 to 6 months living expenses for your emergency fund in liquid savings. With similar or the same safety, you could go get a bit more yield with a CD. If you have a 5-year plus time horizon, you could even consider a stock and bond, maybe even an allocation to precious metals in a diversified portfolio as well. But for that portion, you do want to keep in savings, I'd recommend you do, in fact, use one of those online banks. Here's what I do. I'd go to bankrate.com and find one that gives you the best interest rate. Double check to make sure the bank is FDIC insured. That means you're going to have the backing of the full faith and credit of the United States government. Now, you may snicker when you hear that, saying, well, what? How good is that? Well, despite our challenges, and there are some real ones, economically speaking and otherwise, including our mounting debt and our demographics and a host of other issues, we are still the strongest economy in the world. And that backing of the FDIC is going to ensure, as happened recently with a couple of isolated regional banks, if a bank were to fail, your money is backstopped by the U.S. government, not only in terms of protecting it, but also your access to it. So if the bank closes its doors, the FDIC is going to ensure that depositors have access to their money, as long as you don't have more than $250,000 on deposit per institution and per account type, which a lot of people don't realize that. You could have two accounts at one institution, but if one's a jointly titled and one's titled in your name individually, those are two different account types. They could each be insured up to $250,000. Now, when you go to bankrate.com, in addition to looking at the bank, FDIC insurance and the yield or the interest rate that's being offered, check out the five-star rating system that Bankrate offers. It factors in a number of considerations, and I think as long as you're going with something that's 4.5 or 5-star rated, I would certainly feel more comfortable with that. Online banks are no less secure than brick and mortar banks simply because they don't have local branches. They're just able to pass along those savings that they have by not having as much in the way of field force, as well as just the cost of maintaining those brick and mortar banks. And so therefore, you would typically have no fees, no minimums, and a much higher yield, 5 or 10 times higher than the average yield on a brick and mortar bank. You can get 4.5% plus today. Bankrate.com is the place to go. All right, a quick break and back with your questions. Call right now, 800-525-7000 with your financial question on any financial topic. Stick around.
The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
My grocery bill went up 11% this year. Gas, utilities, rent, all went up. But my paycheck, the same. I also pay for my own healthcare, a huge expense. A friend recommended Christian Healthcare Ministries as an option to insurance, and CHM helps pay for medical needs while allowing some breathing room in my budget. Open enrollment is here, so make the switch today with potential cost savings up to 40%. Christian Healthcare Ministries at chministries.org/faithfi.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
If you've listened any length of time, you're aware that we often underscore the importance of preparing for the future. Well, as you look into the future, I suggest you consider the AFA Foundation in your estate planning. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. The number to call, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. We'll be diving into those questions here in just a moment. But first, quickly, another email. This one comes from Colleen. She writes, "Good morning. We have approximately $500,000 scattered in various accounts, including I-bonds. Should we pay off our HELOC?" That stands for Home Equity Line of Credit. Should we pay off our HELOC using the I-bond account? We're paying 8% interest on the remaining $19,000. Thank you for your time. Yeah, I like that option a lot, Colleen. That would give you the ability, because the I-bonds are not as attractive and they're going to continue to get less attractive. I mean, they're still at 5.27%, but that's going to drop come April 1st. As inflation comes down, that factor that is as a result of CPI is going to continue to push those yields down on I bonds, and therefore you're not going to get as much money. So being able to take that money out, you'll of course have to pay some tax on it. It is taxable, but then to pay off that home equity line of credit at 8%, I mean, you're money ahead as soon as you make that payment. So I like that idea a lot. Of course, with the rest of your assets, I'd keep those invested for the long haul. But yes, the answer is I'd go ahead and pay off that home equity line of credit. Thank you for writing to us. By the way, folks, if you have an email you'd like to send along to us, a question that you'd like us to answer on the air, just send it to askrob@faithfi.com. That's askrob@faithfi.com. All right, let's head to the phones. To Arkansas we go. Sean, how can I help you, sir?
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for having me. Rob, I have a 21-year-old son serving in San Diego in the Navy. He recently bought a car, and he owes, I think, about $8,000 left on the loan. And he came into some unforeseen repairs. He's paid almost $3,000 in current repairs. He financed that through a credit card. He's got $6,000 left in repairs that he's not sure if he wants to get done. And his mom and I are trying to figure out a way to help support him. And I told him one way is to go upside down by doing a trade-in on your car, if they'll give you one. His mom and I are about $2,000 left on a newer car of hers, and we're considering selling that car to him at a significant savings, maybe around $10,000. But again, he would have to, I'm assuming, apply for a second loan, or I don't know if there's a way that he could roll over his current one into a loan that he would, you know, pay for our car. I don't know the better options to try and help him in this situation.
Yeah, this is really challenging. What do you believe the car is worth today?
With the current repairs, I believe if they knew the repairs, he could probably get about $4,000 or $5,000. If he does the repairs, he might get maybe $7,000 to $8,000 out of it.
Okay, so it doesn't make sense to repair it then, because he'd spend another $6,000 only to get another couple of thousand, you believe, out of selling the car, correct?
Exactly. And, yeah. And at that point, you know, he's got almost $18,000 total invested in the car with the loan and the repairs.
Yeah, yeah. So it doesn't seem like, I mean, normally you'd talk to your mechanic and see if there's a less expensive option, do it over time. You'd, of course, get a second opinion. You can always look at buying used parts. You can try to do it yourself, although a lot of people, you know, that's not an option. You know, mechanics often offer financing as well. But I just don't think any of those make sense. I mean, normally we'd say if the repairs are more than half the car's value or equal to more than 1 year's worth of payments, then it's just not worth repairing. And so I think, you know, in this case, looking to spend $6,000 more on top of what he's already spent just to try to squeeze a couple of thousand more out of this just seems like it's pretty concerning. Now, of course, when you sell it, you've got to be, I'm not saying you were saying you wouldn't, but you've got to be completely honest about the status of it and the repairs that are needed. You may not find many buyers who are willing to take that on, given the unknowns. Unfortunately, the, you know, the last option is to sell it to a junkyard. And, you know, that is only a good option if you're just, you know, got a clunker and you're just trying to get any little bit out that you can. The difficulty here is just the notes that he already has that are going to follow him for whatever he can't get out of this car to the next car. Now, I love that you all have a car that you could sell him inexpensively. And so perhaps, you know, we need to go back to the budget and just figure out how we put this all together. But it seems like the best option is to find a buyer, maybe somebody who is a do-it-yourselfer, who's not scared by this, who could maybe do the work at home in their own garage, looking to get a discount on a car that they want, and they can, you know, do it more cost effectively than he can relying on a repair shop. But you are going to have to talk to both of those lenders just to see, you know, for any of the loans that can't be paid in full upon the sale, you know, there's obviously going to be a continued amount that will have to be paid on, and he's going to have to factor in that existing loan with any new loan that he would get to buy this less expensive car that you have available. But I think at the end of the day, continuing to throw money at it, just given the size of these repair bills, doesn't make sense. We've got to go down this other road.
Okay. No, yep. Good. All right. I'll share that with him. Thank you very much for your time, Rob.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call today. Thanks for being on the program. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. That's 800-525-7000. After our next break, we're going to talk to Ann in Arkansas. Ann wants to talk about her taxes. And we've got room for a couple of more questions as well. Again, 800-525-7000. Hey, before we head to this break, let me also mention to you, Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio is listener supported, which just simply means we can only bring you this broadcast every day because of your listener support. So if you've found value in the program, maybe you find yourself tuning in with regularity, you've pulled something out that's been shared that you've been able to apply in your financial life, and you'd like to support the work here at Faith and Finance so more stewards like you can be encouraged in their stewardship journey, well, we'd invite you to be a supporter, perhaps as a monthly partner or even by making a one-time gift. It's quick and easy to do online, over the phone, or through the mail. When you go to faithfi.com, just click give. That's faithfi.com and click give. All the lines filling up. We've got some great questions coming up. We will tackle those, beginning with Ann in Arkansas, just around the corner. Stick around. More Faith and Finance right after this.
Many in the Middle East are going through horrific circumstances and are seeking refuge in Lebanon. Heart for Lebanon is bringing them hope, and now you can help.
We endured shelling and hunger. We witnessed death everywhere.
$116 brings emergency supplies and the hope that only comes through the gospel.
I want to spend the rest of my life telling people about Jesus and his salvation.
Give now at faithfi.com/Lebanon or call 888-201-5577.
Do you see yourself too sinful for God to care? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve with From His Heart Ministries.
You know, one of the big reasons why people have a love problem with the Lord is because they haven't received His love for them. They don't really compute that. They don't really believe that God could really and truly love them without conditions. But He does.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart, weeknights at 6 Central here on American Family Radio.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
If you enjoy this radio program, you're going to love all of the many different resources waiting for you at faithfi.com. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with the community of thousands of Christians striving to be good and faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at faithfi.com.
So for God to speak is for God to engage in self-revelation. We only know God because God has condescended to speak to us.
The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary that answers many of the common objections about the Bible's reliability. The film equips believers to confidently base their lives on the power of God's Word. It's available at streaming.afa.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio, where we apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices so you can make decisions with confidence and live into that desire to be a wise and faithful steward of God's money. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today. All the lines full, so sit back and enjoy. Let's go to Arkansas. Ann, thank you for your patience. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Rob. I'd like to know what the formula is for determining what tax bracket I'm in. Is it my tax that I owe divided by my total income, or tax that I owe divided by my adjusted gross income, or something else?
Yeah, it's a great question, Ann, and there's a couple of ways to look at it. So there's the what's called effective tax rate, which is really the most important number, and that's what you said first, your total tax divided by your taxable income. So somebody pays $11,000 on their tax bill on their, you know, total taxes paid divided by their income of $70,000, and their effective tax rate would be $11,000 divided by $70,000, or about 15%. So that's the most important way. The second is, what are the published tax rates? The problem is that it's not just one tax rate. The first portion of your income is at one rate, and then the next portion's at another, and then the third portion's at yet another. And so depending upon whether you are married, filing single, or jointly, those taxes, tax rates change. And then there's your adjusted gross income, which is the taxable income that refers to, your adjusted gross income less to any itemized deductions you're entitled to claim, or your standard deduction. And so that's a result of your AGI, is a result of taking certain above the line adjustments to income, such as contributions or student loan interest, that type of thing. So, I would say the most important number is your effective tax rate, which is that total tax divided by income. Is that helpful, though?
Yes, I just hear a lot of talk about tax brackets, and I didn't even know how to figure what mine was.
Yeah, it's very difficult to do. I'll give you an example. Are you married, filing single, or jointly?
Married, filing separately.
Okay, yeah, separately. So basically, the first $11,000 is at a tax rate of 10%, and then between $11,001 to $44,000, this is for 2023, $44,725, it's 12%, and then from $44,726 up to $95,375, it jumps from 12 to 22. So that's what they mean when they refer to these tax brackets. So it would, you know, it would be ultimately a blend of all of those rates, because these various stratas of your income are taxed at a different rate. And as you earn more income, those brackets go up. And so I think that's where your effective tax rate is really the number you're most concerned about.
So that's why people talk about getting a pay increase, salary increase, and it throws them into another tax bracket.
That's right, because the more income you have, the more likely you are to, for at least a portion of your income, to move up into a higher bracket. But keep in mind, it's not that, you know, as you get higher income, all of that income goes to the higher bracket. You still only pay the rate that applies to the various brackets, but the more you earn, the more likely you are to have the top end of your income kind of spill over to a higher bracket, if that makes sense.
I see. Thank you. That's very educational.
All right. Very good, Ann. Thanks for your call today. May the Lord bless you. Let's go to Oregon. Hi, Lynn. How can I help?
Good morning. I have a question about charitable contributions being made from, in this case, a 403B. At what age can one start doing that?
Yeah. So what would need to happen is the 403B is the same as a 401K for the age you make withdrawals without a penalty. It's 59 and a half. But what you're talking about is a direct contribution to a charitable organization like your church or a ministry. That cannot be done out of a 401K or 403B. You would need to first take a withdrawal, which may or may not have the 10% penalty, depending upon whether you are under or over 59 and a half, and then it would most certainly be added to your taxable income, and then you could turn around and gift it to a charity, a 501c3, and then you may or may not be able to take a deduction against it depending on whether you itemize on your taxes or you take the standard deduction. Now, what you may be referring to is a qualified charitable distribution, which comes from an IRA only, an individual retirement account. So the way you would take advantage of that, Lynn, is you would, once you separate from service with your employer or nonprofit, you would roll that 403B out to an IRA, an individual retirement account. That's not a taxable event. It stays in a pre-tax environment inside the IRA. And then once you reach age 70 and a half, you can do the qualified charitable distribution directly from the IRA to the nonprofit organization. You satisfy a required minimum if you have one, but in either case, that is not added to your taxable income as it would normally be on a withdrawal. So the ministry or charity gets the full amount of the contribution, and you don't have to pay any taxes on it when it comes out. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, that's what I'm referring to. So a 403B, so I have separated service.
Okay.
And it's held by a annuity company. Would
okay.
that be considered a IRA now?
It's it may or may not be. You would need to check with them. There are annuity IRAs, but you would need to check with them and determine whether or not a qualified charitable distribution is possible. Now, depending upon the surrender penalties and charges and that type of thing, which you would certainly need to look at, you could roll all or a portion of that out of the annuity into an IRA, but it would be worth asking the insurance company whether you could do the qualified charitable distribution directly from the current structure.
So are you saying that there would be penalties if you roll it out of a annuity that was a 403B and may still be, I guess, into an IRA? There may be penalties?
Not penalties from the government, from the IRS. There just may be penalties by you taking the money out of the annuity. So a lot of times annuities have surrender charges where you have to leave the money in the annuity for a period of time. And if you take it out early, not as a distribution, what I was talking about is a rollover to an IRA, which as far as the IRS is concerned, is not a taxable event. The only thing you'd have to look at is whether the annuity itself, the insurance company with the product that you bought, has any surrender penalties by you taking it out before a certain period of time where all those go away.
I see. Okay. So that's something to check with the company.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, okay. That's exactly right.
And I have another question that I didn't mention to your screener, if I could ask.
Yeah, I've got just about 30 seconds, so if it's quick. Otherwise, we could do it after the break.
So we have a, I'm part of an organization that is a nonprofit. We have a little bit of money we'd like to be making money on. We don't have to use it right away. What would you suggest we, what vehicle would we put that into?
Yeah, that's a great question. Let's do this. I've got to take a break, but I've got the question, and just on the other side, we'll tackle that as well as many questions as we can get to. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, how many times I would have taken you under my wings. They had everything that was necessary for them to know Jesus and follow him, and they went their way.
I think for nations, for individuals, there is a day that you have to make the decision to respond to the Lord, and it might be that the door of opportunity after that shuts.
Exploring the Word, weekdays, 3 p.m. Central on AFR.
To all of our friends on American Family Radio, this is Michael Brown, thrilled to announce to you that we have a brand new 30-minute daily equipping broadcast that will light a fresh fire in your life and will infuse you with faith and truth and courage to help you stand strong in the Lord. It's coming your way, 12:30 every single night, 5 days a week. Don't miss a single broadcast on the Line of Fire. I believe your life will be changed.
God has entrusted his finances to you, and we at FaithFi have designed our FaithFi app to help you live, give, owe, and grow with that perspective. Our FaithFi app is the leading biblically-based finance app. You can manage your money, get top biblical financial resources, and interact with a community of like-minded believers, where you can ask questions, get answers, and share what you're learning. Go to faithfi.com and click the word app to get started.
Because of my past health history, finding affordable health care was nearly impossible. But then I found CHM, where costs are not adjusted based on medical history. Christian Healthcare Ministries even provides the freedom to choose my own providers. And the best part? CHM members pray for me. Too good to be true? It's not. I'm a proud member of Christian Healthcare Ministries, and if you think it could be right for you, learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. All the lines are full. We're going to head back to the phones here in just a moment. But first, our brand new four-week study, Rich Toward God, is out at faithfi.com. Just click shop at the top of the page. Listen, if you've got a small group, maybe you've got a men's group or a women's group, maybe you're in a couple's Bible study and you're always looking for relevant, deep biblical studies around topics of interest, this is going to be a great one. It's 4 weeks. It's designed for you to do as an individual or in a small group, and it really dives deep into this powerful story that Jesus shared as he responded to somebody asking him to settle an inheritance dispute. He took that opportunity to tell this parable about this rich fool who had had this incredible success with his harvest. He tore down his barns and built bigger ones. And right there at the end, he has this incredible statement about being rich toward God. And we unpack what it means to live rich toward God. We tackle the uncertainty of tomorrow. We talk about what true abundance is. It's a great study. I think you'll really enjoy it. You can check it out today and order your copy at faithfi.com. Right there at the top of the page, just click shop. All right, we're going to get to as many questions as we can here in our final segment today. Before the break, we were talking to Lynn in Oregon, and she had a follow-up question. She's a part of a nonprofit organization. They've got some money that has built up, and they're wondering, how do they maximize the return on that? And Lynn, what I would say is, you know, whether it's a ministry or a church, I mean, I've served on multiple finance committees at churches over the years. And, you know, my just conviction around that personally is I don't like the idea of taking risk with that money if it was given to be used for ministry purposes. Now, if it's an endowment of sorts or it's used to fund charitable gift annuities, I mean, that's different. But money that is going to be used for ministry purposes, I'd rather not put that in most cases at the risk of the market. So if you're looking for something more stable or secure just to take advantage of these high interest rates, one option would be our friends at Christian Community Credit Union. You could go to joinchristiancommunity.com. They're a credit union with award-winning CDs, and they take a portion of everything they receive and they give to support churches and ministries doing great work in the name of Jesus around the globe. But they have a ministry CD, what they call their welcome CD, for 10 months at 5%. So that would be a great option where you've got the protection on it. You're not going to see any kind of principal loss. You're getting a nice rate of return for a relatively short period of time, 10 months, and then you get the money back and you can use it for the purpose that it was given. Is that the kind of thing you're looking for, Lynn, or were you guys looking to do something else?
No, that's kind of what I was thinking. In fact, I had thought, aren't there different, like Schwab or Ameritrade, where you can link, we could link our checking account, for instance, to an account there, purchase a CD, and then when that CD matures, then it's automatically dropped back into that account.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great way to do it. So you'd have your operating account, and then you'd have your either investment or savings account at a separate institution linked electronically. You can move money back and forth. You could do that with Schwab or Fidelity. You could also do that with a bank or a credit union like Christian Community Credit Union. All of those would offer an electronic link option where you could move money back and forth through ACH.
Okay, and then would they set it up then so it automatically goes back into the organization's savings account?
Yes, you would need to give them those instructions. So typically about a month before that CD's come and due, you know, you'll want to contact them. Or you could do this on the front end and just say, I don't want this to roll over. I want the CD and the interest that's credited to automatically transfer back to our operating account, and they will take care of that for you.
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah. And right. Just to go back, recap, you said 70 and a half is when you can take a charitable gift annuity without a penalty.
Yeah, so the term is a qualified charitable distribution. A charitable gift annuity is another tool that's a fabulous tool. It's different, though. That's where you make a contribution to a ministry, buy a charitable gift annuity, you can get a partial deduction, you can get an income stream for life, and then at your death, the ministry, like American Family Association, for instance, would then get the rest of the money to use for their culture-shaping work. A qualified charitable distribution is different. That's where, from an IRA, you're making a one-time gift to a charity or nonprofit out of your IRA. You don't pay taxes on it, and the charity gets the full amount of the distribution. The age to do a QCD, qualified charitable distribution, is 70 and a half.
Great. Thank you so much for your information.
All right, Lynn. God bless you. Thanks for calling today. Quickly to Ohio. Hi, Joan. Thanks for your patience. How can I help?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Rob.
Yes, ma'am.
I have some money invested from when I retired. It's at Nationwide. It's a $24,000. And then there's one at Jackson. That's $14,000. And on Jackson, I get a $600 once a year, but I don't take anything else out with what I have. But I needed to see if I could get withdrawal. I have a monthly check out of the money that I have invested without a penalty.
I see. Yes. So are these in IRAs, individual retirement accounts, with Jackson and Nationwide?
You know, I don't even know. I didn't plan on doing this, and my paperwork's at home, and I'm not.
No problem. How much are you looking to pull each month from this, Joan?
Well, I needed to increase my income monthly about $500 or $600 a month.
Okay. Yeah, and you're looking to pull 100% of that $500 to $600 increase from these accounts, these two that you mentioned?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the only challenge with that is I would typically encourage you to only take about 4% a year, which, you know, on $38,000 is only $125 a month. So if you get up to where you need to take, you know, $500 a month, you know, we'd be talking about you taking a pretty good chunk of this every month, $6,000 a year on $38,000. And that just simply means you're going to deplete these in a few years. You're going to deplete this, let's say, in 5 years, and it's going to be gone, versus you trying to invest it and only pull, let's say, only 4%, where you'd try to maintain that balance of the $38,000. Now, if you need the money, you need the money, but you just need to know that by pulling $6,000 to $7,200 a year out of a $38,000 account, it's going to be depleted in a matter of time. So that's the first consideration. The second is, do you leave it there with Nationwide and Jackson? Do you roll it out, you know, and manage it a different way? You know, I mean, that's up to you. Perhaps you need an advisor that could look at what you have there at Jackson and Nationwide, analyze it, and then see if there might be a better option for you somewhere else. Do you have a trusted advisor that you've worked with, Joan?
Not right now. I had one, but he retired.
Okay.
Now I don't have one.
Okay. I think that would be a great next step for you. We recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation, CKA. These are 1,500 men and women across the country that have earned the only industry accepted designation around biblically wise financial advice in the United States. So they've met high standards in character and competence, a pastor reference, client references, a regulatory review. There's a code of ethics, but they've also been trained to bring biblically wise financial advice, and they have at least 10 years experience in the business. So you could find a CKA on our website. Are you comfortable using the internet?
I'm not able to use it.
Okay, let's do this. I'm going to have my team get your information, and I'll have somebody from FaithFi give you a call. They can do a zip code search for you while you're on the phone in your area there in Ohio and give you a list of CKAs nearby that you could reach out to if you decide to.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right. Great. So, Joan, you stay on the line. My team will get your information, and we'll get somebody in touch with you to find a certified Kingdom advisor. May God bless you. Thanks for being on the program today. Let's go to Arkansas. Todd, you've been waiting for a while. Thanks so much. Go ahead.
Hey, Rob. Hey, thanks. I got a question about, I've just recently retired, and I want to know if I need to keep my money in the 401k there or transfer it to a Roth IRA. What would be the best?
Yeah, a couple of thoughts. I don't like you keeping it there in the 401k as the first option, but I want you to be careful about the idea of rolling it to a Roth. You actually can't do that. So you'd have to roll it from the 401k to a traditional IRA, unless it happens to be a Roth 401k. Let me just ask that. Is it by chance a Roth 401k?
Well, I do have one with that company, yes.
Okay.
But I'd rather go somewhere else, but... Yeah.
Well, but the key is whether your 401k is a traditional 401k or a Roth. Do you know which one you have?
It is a Roth.
Okay, very good. Yeah, so the Roth 401k would roll out to the Roth IRA, so you're correct on that. Why would you do that? Well, once you separate, the fees tend to go up a little bit, and you're limited in your investment options inside that 401k. You've just got a small menu of choices. As soon as you get to the Roth, you essentially take the blinders off and you've got unlimited investment options and more control over the fees as well. So what I would do is either decide whether you want to manage it yourself or hire an advisor. If you want to hire an advisor, I'd do that first. You could go to our website, faithfi.com, click Find a Professional, and that's how you'd locate a certified Kingdom advisor. If you want to do it yourself, you could just open the Roth IRA, roll it out, and then you'd have unlimited investment options at that point. But that's going to give you more flexibility, Todd, so I think that's the best option for you moving forward. Hey, listen, all the best to you in this next season of life. May the Lord bless you and call anytime. Catherine, Joe, Mike, I'm so sorry we didn't get to your calls. We would love to try to get you scheduled for perhaps tomorrow's broadcast or even Friday. If you want to stay right there, somebody will try to get your information. Folks, thanks for being along with us today here at Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We want God to be your ultimate treasure and money a tool to accomplish His purposes. Thank you to Devin, Robert, and Jim. Couldn't do it without those fine men. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.